Dr. Kopinski dictating a male IMN, Bernard George. Bernard George is a 40-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1/12/22, but he was unloading a 600-pound patient from the ambulance stretcher that malfunctioned. But as a result, he believes he injured his right shoulder and went to urgent care the same day. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a tear. Treated surgically on 7/26/22. Perry has completed his course of active treatment as of December 2022. Perry admits to having another injury from work before this incident. Perry was pulling up on a stretcher while it was going upstairs in 2020. Perry was treated with pain medication and physical therapy, but no surgery. Perry denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Perry, new paragraph, as per the records provided, Mr. Bernard had undergone an MR arthrogram of the right shoulder on 9/1/20 at the referral of Dr. Casilli, C-A-S-S-I-L-L-Y. Per the history given was, quote, shoulder pain and limited range of motion, comma, lifting injury, comma, evaluate for tear, period, end quote. He was seen on 1/13/22 by physician assistant Tang, T-A-N-G. Period, he related holding on the stretcher when the person on the stretcher was trying to adjust himself. Period, he was having pain in the right hand around the thenar eminence and pain with gripping. Period, he also had pain on the right side of the neck and shoulder. Period, had a similar problem on the shoulder in the past, which was resolved. Period. Dr. Smash that. P.A. Tang diagnosed strain of the right hand and trapezius muscle, which he has prescribed medications and activity modifications. Prepared the petitioner followed up on 1/20/22. Period. He repeated he had a similar injury to the shoulder about 1 year ago. Period. He had an MRI and saw an orthopedist who offered surgery, but Mr. Bernard chose not to pursue that. Period, he notes his shoulder pain eventually resolved after physical therapy. Period. He, on this occasion, was prescribed methylprednisolone and was referred for physical therapy due to a diagnosis of acute pain of the right shoulder. Period. He continued to be seen on 1/27/22 by this family medicine physician assistant. Period. His pain persisted despite physical therapy. Period. Accordingly, he was referred for a specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr on 2/14/22. Period. He reviewed the petitioner's brief course of treatment to date, as well as his past injury. Period. He diagnosed sprain of the right shoulder with impingement to rule out rotator cuff tear. He had pain already from his previous occurrence and was referred for an MRI. This was done on 2/25/22 and compared to a study of 9/1/20. Period. Insert those results here. And underline this, I do not see a specific description of how this compared to the earlier MRI. Period. New paragraph, he then began treatment with Dr. Barr on 3/14/22, having undergone the MRI. Period, it showed interstitial rotator cuff tear and labral tear. Period, he was improving with therapy and working on modified duty. Period, Dr. Barr wanted to review his previous MRI to see if there was any change since the new study. Period, he returned on 4/11/22 and declined injections. Period, he was going to have a second opinion for right shoulder surgery. Period, new paragraph. and to that end, he was seen by Dr. Dwyer's physician assistant on 5-6-22. Period. Exam was consistent with slap and anterior labral pathology. Period. He had a non-contrast MRI that revealed a slap tear and anterior labral tear. Period. He was unable to find any anterior instability with testing in the office today. Period. He did not believe therapy would be of further benefit. Period. He previously declined injections. Period. He was going to then see a shoulder specialist. Period. On 5-18-22, he did see Dr. Dwyer, period. He found the exam strongly suggests labral pathology. Period. It was doubtfully tore his rotator cuff given his size and age. But he was then referred for an MRI arthrogram of the shoulder. Period. This was done on 6-2-22. But the full report was not provided. Dr. Dwyer reviewed its results with him on 6-9-22. He described there was tendinosis with low-grade interstitial partial tear of the articular surface fibers of the distal infraspinatus tendon, semicolon mild tendinosis of the supraspinatus, semicolon focal tear of the anterior labrum and peripheral blunting of the posterior and superior labrum, semicolon focal tear of the inferior labrum with a slit-like paralabral cyst, semicolon chronic inferior capsular sprain, comma mild to moderate AC joint arthrosis and subacromial subdeltoid bursitis with narrowing of the subacromial space. Period. Findings may act as a substrate for impingement. Period. They discussed treatment options and elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 7-26-22, Dr. Dwyer did perform surgery on the right shoulder to be inserted. Pretty followed up postoperatively along with physical therapy. Period. Another shoulder MR arthrogram was done on 2-6-23 to be inserted here. Period. Ongoing care was rendered by Dr. Dwyer through 3-23-23. Period. He was deemed to be at maximum medical improvement and discharged to continue working full duty. Period. He had outstanding range of motion in all planes of motion. Period. He also had excellent strength. Period. Biceps provocative testing is negative. Period. He had no pain at work. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had an extremely muscular upper body and arms, suggestive of prior bodybuilding. Great extremities upper. There were healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Great right shoulder motion was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 vertebral level. Great motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired shoulder when he was normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. In the paragraph, he also did provide us with some brief notes from orthopedic surgeon Dr. Casilli, C-A-S-S-I-L-L-Y. Paired on 7-14-21, he ordered an MRI arthrogram of the shoulder. Paired on that same day, he diagnosed shoulder strain, for which he was cleared for full duty with no medical restrictions. Paired physical therapy was also ordered. third impressions on 1/12/22. George Bernard reportedly injured his right shoulder when lifting a patient at work. But he was seen the next day by Mr. Tang, who noted the history of a similar prior injury to the right shoulder. Pretty had undergone a shoulder MRI for that about a year earlier. Baird's surgery was offered, but then declined. Baird, after the subject event, he was initially begun on physical therapy. Baird, he had an MRI of the right shoulder on 2/25/22 to be inserted. Baird, he also had another such study on 2/6/23. Baird, arthrogram was done on 2/6/23 as well as 6/2/22. Baird, new paragraph, he also came to the care of Dr. Barr. Baird, eventually Dr. Dwyer performed surgery to be inserted. Baird, physical therapy was rendered postoperatively. Baird has a 3/23/23. Dr. Dwyer noted an excellent clinical exam and discharged him. Baird, new paragraph, current examination. Found there to be full range of motion at the right shoulder with no crepitus or tenderness. Baird, provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative. Baird had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Baird, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Baird. Review. Scratch that. We were supplied with the MRI arthrogram of the shoulder done on 9/1/20. Baird. I will need to compare this to a similar study done after the subject event. Baird. From brief overview, it seems similar, noting there was superior and posterior labeled degeneration with blunting noted. Baird. He has remained highly functional, as seen in his ability to return to the same full duty position with the insured. Baird. And that is the end.